Good morning, everybody. I am Erik Borra. I'm an assistant professor in journalism and new media at the University of Amsterdam. I have a background in artificial intelligence, and I have been a toolmaker with the Digital Methods Initiative for about 2 decades now. And one of the reasons why I make tools is to understand new technologies. And today I will talk about large language models, and particularly their use in social science and humanities research. So who of you has used ChatGPT? I think most of the Western world actually has used ChatGPT in the last year. ChatGPT is based on a large language model where you ask a question and get an answer. But social science and humanities researchers have also found that you can just send it instructions. And you can instruct it to do all kinds of things, such as sentiment analysis. So you prompt, it's the way of interacting with large language models. You specify a prompt and you say, classify this tweet. You input the tweet and it will give you a nice classification of that tweet. You can also extract entities and actors. You can include topics and themes. So you have the prompt I just showed. You enter a New York Times article and it will extract all these things for you. It will extract country names, organization names, people names, specific themes and topics. And it's actually pretty good at this. At least ChatGPT is, and I'll discuss other models in a second. And it's not just named entity extraction or simple classification. It also, like, somehow extracts themes, and it can abstract from the text. And researchers have been using this, for example, to extract narratives from posts. So here's a very complex prompt, which you can see in the slides after the talk. But there they use this prompt to go through many, many Reddit posts, hundreds of thousands, to find out whether there were any conspiracy theories in there. And they devised a prompt to draw out these narratives. And they actually found that LLMs work really well in extracting conspiracy theories as well. So researchers have been using this, and they have been looking at all the tasks that are typically done in social science and humanities, and are starting to test whether LLMs can help in doing these tasks. And there has been a lot of research in the last year, especially 2023. This is just a really small snippet of this research. But this research also comes with problems. Which I'll touch upon in a bit. But their use is also understandable, the use of large language models in social science and humanities research, because they seem to ease and speed up previously difficult and laborious tasks, such as classification, extraction, summarization, and so forth. And they're actually employed as junior research assistants. Now, while this may seem useful somehow, a lot of people seem to be using ChatGPT. Actually, all the papers I've just shown, they're based on ChatGPT. And ChatGPT comes with problems because it's a platform service. And platform services, as I guess all of you know, are volatile black boxes. You don't know what's going on in the backend when they update their model, when they align something differently or censor or whatever, whether it's getting dumber or not. You basically don't know. ChatGPT is also very expensive. If you're using the API, you pay per request. This is one research project by Miguel Escobar Varela, who calculated that to process the 1.5 million news items he had in his corpus, he'd need $150,000. It's just too expensive. There are, of course, also privacy concerns with ChatGPT and other platformed models, whereby with ChatGPT we know that whatever you input into ChatGPT is also used as training data for the LLM. Users have also found personal and private information resurfacing from other users, etc. So if you think in terms of open science, replicable research, and ethical research with privacy concerns, you basically cannot use these models, even though you can go to